CIA director credits drones, AI with halting Russian advances in Ukraine. Carlisle, Pennsylvania, CIA director John Ratcliffe credited recent advancements in drone and artificial intelligence technology with helping to slow Russia's military advance across the battlefields of Ukraine. The average life expectancy of a Russian recruit right now, arriving on the battlefield in Ukraine, is estimated to be between 20 and 30 minutes. And that's because, you know, AI-powered drones have gotten to be such specialized, low-cost killing machines, Ratcliffe told a gathering of arms and technology industry leaders at the first-ever Pennsylvania Defense and Innovation Summit on July 15. Ratcliffe said U.S. intelligence findings support that Russian life expectancy statistic, which has been included in other publicly available reporting. A July report by the Center for Strategic and International Studies assessed that Russian forces have sustained about 1.4 million battlefield casualties, including 450,000 killed, since marching into Ukraine in February of 2022. The independent Russian media outlet Mediazona, working in conjunction with BBC News Russian, has claimed to have independently verified the names of more than 230,000 Russian military personnel killed as of July. Russia's military has not provided updated assessments of its forces' total casualties from fighting in Ukraine. As he spoke with industry leaders, Ratcliffe said Russia's battlefield advances have slowed notably in the time since he took the helm at the CIA. Right now, Russia occupies 20% of Ukraine. When I came in as CIA director 18 months ago, Russia occupied 19% of Ukraine, he said. So, the pace of their advance has stopped. Though Russian advances appear to have slowed, Russian President Vladimir Putin does not yet appear ready to give up his Ukraine campaign. Last month, the Russian leader rebuffed Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's offer of a ceasefire and face-to-face negotiations to end the conflict. Even as the final outcome of the conflict remains unclear, Ratcliffe held up Ukraine's embrace of battlefield innovations as a model to emulate. Ukraine's mastery of emerging technologies, and in this case drone warfare, asymmetric warfare, is such a great equalizer and shows why we have to be leading on this in all respects, the CIA director said. Hundreds of representatives of defense industry contractors, investors, workforce suppliers, and potential end users attended the two-day Pennsylvania Defense and Innovation Summit, which was held at the U.S. Army War College. Event organizers said around 500 organizations were represented at the event.